From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Cure for Fainting, based on verse 3 of chapter 12. Before we hear from Dr. Cairns, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, written by the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's meditation is entitled, Comfort on the Way Home. The text is Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Joseph had been an incarnate providence to his brethren. All our Josephs die, and a thousand comforts die with them. Egypt was never the same to Israel after Joseph was dead, nor can the world again be to some of us what it was when our beloved ones were alive. But see how the pain of that sad death was alleviated. They had a promise that the living God would visit them. A visit from Jehovah. What a favor! What a consolation! What a heaven below! O Lord, visit us this day, though indeed we are not worthy that thou shouldst come under our roof. But more was promised. The Lord would bring them out. They would find in Egypt a cold welcome when Joseph was dead. Nay, it would become to them a house of bondage. But it was not to be so forever. They would come out of it by a divine deliverance and march to the land of promise. We shall not weep here forever. We shall be called home to the glory land to join our dear ones. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him.
I shall know.
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. Today, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message called The Cure for Fainting. The text is found in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3. For consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The emphasis throughout chapter 11 of Hebrews is upon living by faith. As Dr. Cairns has been showing, it is by faith in the finished work of Christ that Christians receive the grace and the strength to endure in the race that is set before us. In the scriptural sense, fainting is a great weariness that comes upon God's people as a result of their battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Often, adverse circumstances that never seem to have an end can cause the Christian to think of giving up. Yet, in a great declaration, the text exhorts us to consider Christ. There is the key to overcoming fainting. The testimony of God's people through the ages teaches us that a believer who considers Christ cannot be stopped. May the Lord enable us to take these lessons to heart. Now, to conclude this message, the cure for fainting, here is Dr. Cairns.
And you know, when the devil gets you mentally exhausted and enfeebled, you begin to reinterpret the past. Elijah, look back, Mount Carmel, a failure. Now, no right-thinking man could think that, but that's how Elijah saw it. A failure. All in vain. Let me die. It's not worth living. I know what it is to be there. Every preacher does. I think of one English preacher. His ministry is normally held up as one of the most successful in 19th century England. The crowds flock to hear him. His written products are still available today. And they're supposed to be homiletical, theological, and literary gems. Yet he died in his mid-30s of a broken heart with the awful oppression, my life, my ministry has been an absolute failure. That's what happened to Elijah. The Lord tells us very clearly what was wrong with Elijah. Physically, of course, he hadn't eaten and drunk as he ought to have done. Even Christians ought to be careful about those things. But the Lord came and he gave him food. He fed him and he went in the strength of that food for 40 days. Elijah got his strength back when he got back in fellowship with God. Now see the declaration here. When you consider Christ, you can't be stopped. But when you forget the Lord, you're bound to fail. If you get your eyes on the world, on the goals of the world, on the gains of the world, if you get sidetracked, let me be very, very frank with you here. Whatever your calling in life, you are called to be a Christian. You are called to be a servant of God. If you're making $1 million a week, it is as a servant of God. Once you get your eyes off the service of the Lord and you begin to get eaten up with the actual day-by-day requirements of the calling, then, my friend, you will become enfeebled in your mind. This is not just for the preacher. This is for every child of God. Wherever God has placed you, in whatever set of circumstances, whatever your social, financial position may be, you are there as a servant of the Lord. Get your eyes on Christ, and you'll never feel. But oh, get your eyes on your circumstances. And worry. Start to think like a carnal man. Or get your eyes on carnal goals as an end in themselves. Or get your eyes on monetary gain as something in itself rather than an instrument of service for Christ. And you will find that these things will mean that you forget the Lord. We read of this concerning Israel. Both in Judges 3 and 1 Samuel 12, they forgot the Lord. What happened? He sold them to their enemies. They came under bondage. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 8, as he sets before them the beauties and the wonders of the promised land, the glories of his provision. He gives them dire warnings. Beware, lest thou forget the Lord. Beware of this. It is possible for Christians to live giving lip service to the things of God, and yet in their truest and most basic possible sense, to be living without reference to Christ. Don't you know many Christians who are living that way? Maybe you've only got to look at yourself. Christ is for church, or for some special conversation. But when it comes to the everyday life, how often do you live without reference to him? Beware lest you forget the Lord. You can be so richly blessed by Christ that you simply take the blessing and forget the blesser. And you see the force of Paul's declaration. Of course, you will see the reason why the devil has an endless bunch of ruses to keep our minds off Christ. That's why the devil will keep you as busy as he can keep you to let your mind miss Christ. The devil also will give you a wrong theology to get your mind off Christ. It is amazing what's happening in our fundamentalist churches today. I see that it is beginning now to infect Northern Ireland. It's come over directly from certain American ministries. It's now been taken up by some, no doubt well-meaning, but misguided people over there. What was first and foremost purely an American phenomenon is now being exported like the plague. And it is this whole nonsense about the principles of Christian living. And here's a bunch of principles, and you just live by these principles, and live by these principles, and live by these principles, and you're living without reference to Christ. Living under guilt. Never in the Bible are you given a list of principles and told, now do that and you will be successful. It's not God's way of doing things. Live by faith in Christ. Consider Christ. Let the power of the gospel be exerted in every area of your life. And that is what God defines as success. That's proper Christian living. But oh, if the devil can get your mind off the central person and work of Christ. He doesn't care about you memorizing Scripture. Now, I want you to memorize Scripture. It's not a satanic thing to memorize Scripture, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But the devil's not a bit worried that you have umpteen verses at your fingertips. Nor is he a bit worried that you've learned 44 principles for this, that, and the other thing from some psychologist turned preacher. Just as long as he can keep you from considering Christ. Because when God's people forget Christ, they'll count for nothing in actual service. You will become faint in your mind. My time is gone, so let me show you very quickly that there is a great deliverance. There's an answer to this problem of spiritual burnout. Consider him. Consider him, his person. Consider him who endured. Consider his perseverance. Who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Consider, therefore, the pain that he suffered. Let me put it four ways. Consider and compare. The word consider is a unique word in the New Testament. It doesn't appear anywhere else. May well be taken as an intensive word. Consider well. Consider well. Consider and compare. Consider Christ enduring such contradiction of sinners, and compare your own life, your own circumstances. Then consider and confess that when you're weary and despondent, it's with very small reason when you compare what Christ endured to what we are moaning about. Then consider and consecrate, as you consider him, let your heart be drawn out to say, Lord, all I am and have, I give to him who gave his all for me. And finally, consider and continue the secret of constancy. Consider him and continue constantly to serve him. The great Puritan preacher John Flavel mentions in his writings a strange man from ancient times by the name of Eudoxus. Eudoxus was so entranced with the glory of the sun, the S-U-N, so entranced with the glory of the sun, that he considered that he had been born merely to behold its beauty, merely to gaze upon its glory. Strange man. But spiritually, how much more should we as God's people be so entranced with the Son of Righteousness that we judge ourselves to have been born only to behold his beauty, to consider him, and to live for his glory. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you become weary and faint in your mind, for as long as you have Christ in your mind, you will be strong. You'll do the will of God. You'll run the race with patience. And you'll gain the victor's crown. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our time is gone, and in just a moment the meeting will be over. Before I close with prayer, let me repeat what I said right at the beginning. If you're in the meeting unsaved, consider Christ. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Don't leave without him. If I can help you in the things of God, I invite you to come and let me open the scriptures with you, point you to Christ. I'll be glad to give you some gospel literature to help you, show you the way of eternal life. If you are a Christian and you have become like Peter or like Elijah, turn your eyes on Christ today. Again, if I can help you, I'm here as your servant for his sake. But oh, let us go from this place looking unto Jesus. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Write it upon our hearts. Enable us to consider him. We ask thee, Lord, that as we gaze upon Christ, his beauty, his glory, his love for us, his patient perseverance in pain to purchase our eternal salvation, his entire submission to the will of God, his victory over sin and the devil, may be used of God to generate faith within our hearts and to impart grace and strength to us fully to follow the Lord. Lord, bless now thy word to our hearts. part us with thy very richest blessing, be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath day and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.